Ramsey TV.
The world is bewitched, mesmerized, but bewitched is actually the best word to describe it. No, I'm not talking about the 60s sitcom starring Elizabeth Montgomery, as great as that show was. No, I'm talking about the condition of the world and the entire world almost being seduced and bewitched by the CV19er scam. I speak in code. This is Martin Zender. I'm going to lay it out for you, but I'm not going to put anything in the title of this show that'll give you a clue that I'm going to do this, because I'm not taking any chances. I don't want all my spiritual content to be taken away because of a rogue political statement. First of all, some people thought I was joking when I said that I would prefer to be stoned than to endure 27 years of technical hassles. This is if I had the choice. I don't want either one, but if I had the choice, stoning is to be preferred. Not even kidding. Now, I wouldn't want to be stoned for doing something wrong. I wouldn't want to be stoned for, you know, shoplifting a loaf of bread or cheating on my taxes. But let's say a rogue Baptist group got a hold of me, and maybe they read my article, Letter to a Baptist, that is on my website. I'm going to link you to it in case you've never seen it. Letter to a Baptist. What if they found that and a rogue group of Baptists just waylaid me and took me off, and they say, we're going to stone you? See, that would be a great thing for me, because stoning, I'm going to explain it, is not a bad way to die. And plus, I'd be a martyr. This would be great. What could be better? To be stoned for one's faith, to be killed in any way. Well, not anyway. No, I take that back. Not anyway. No. Stoning, okay? Stoning. Because what I would do, just briefly here, because I was thinking about this today, I would try to find the most sympathetic person in the stoning squad, the Baptist stoning squad, and I would go up to them, and I would have emptied half of my bank account, because what am I going to need it for? I'm about to die. And I would bribe this person, and I said, I would look for the eyes. I would look for somebody who's not quite into it, but they're going to do it because of peer pressure. We got to stone this guy, Martin Zender. But there's one person in the gaggle of Baptist stoners, I would say, stoners, yeah, it's a whole new meaning of the word, who would be not quite into it. I would locate that person before the big event, and I would bribe them. I'd have the cash at hand. I'd get them away a little bit, show them the little piece of the green, and I would say, dude, do me a solid here. Do me a solid, okay? You see that big rock there? All right. I want you to make sure you grab that one, and please, get in the front and be the first one to throw, because I'm going to expose the back of my head to you, okay? I'm going to make it really easy for you so you can't miss. I want you to just clobber me, boom, put my lights out right away. Can you do me that solid, friend? And I think he would do it. And so you're done in a second. In a second, you're just stunned, and then the rest of it, who cares after that? So it would be to be preferred. In fact, if I had been one of those Christians in the first century who got thrown to the lions at the Roman Colosseum, I wouldn't like that. But as you know, I believe that these were the militant Christians. These were the people Paul warned in Romans 13:1 to be subject to the superior authorities. Paul says, not for vain are they wearing the sword. And not for vain are they not giving the lions breakfast so that they're hungry. So what I would do is I would tease the lion as it's coming toward me. I would say, hey, what are you, a pussy cat? You're a big pussy cat. Or are you just a pussy? And then I would like expose my neck, and I would say, do you like neck meat? I hear you do. Nah, nah. And then that's just grab you and shake you a little bit, and then you're done. And this actually caused me to realize something about this slaughter of the Amalekites. I failed to see into this when I made the video a couple weeks ago about why God killed the Amalekites, but the Amalekites died, quote, by the edge of the sword. You see, I didn't realize the importance of that word edge. It's not by the point of the sword. I always assumed that the Amalekites were just, you know, boom, like stabbed with a sword. No. It's more merciful than that. The Amalekites were killed by the edge of the sword, not the point of the sword. So just as the sacrifices in Israel, the poor lambies and the sheepies and the goaties, they were, the neck was severed at the carotid artery so that the blood ran out and the soul was in the blood. So at that point, all the feeling would be gone. There would be no pain. And the animal dies relatively painlessly as long as it's a sharp sword. So I think this is how the Amalekites died. I know this is a happy topic. Not really, but I do think about these things. Okay, now, the entire world has been bewitched. And this is a good word. Paul actually uses it in Galatians 3:1. He says to the Galatians, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" And the reason Paul was so astounded is because the Galatians had been founded in grace, and now they were being seduced, they were being mesmerized, they were being bewitched by law, by those telling them that they had to do the law of Moses in addition to having the grace of God. Now, the Greek word for bewitched is baskeno. That's right, it's baskeno. It means to fascinate with evil intent, to fascinate. And so there's no other explanation to explain this phenomenon that has overtaken the world and caused people to do such ridiculous, mindless things like wearing their face diapers in their cars by themselves or running, bicycling. It's just, what happened to these people? It's a bewitching. Now, because, well, let me say this first. People will die because of it. People will die because of getting the VC. That's my code word for you know what. People are going to get the VC for the CV19er, and they're going to die from it. And they already are. They already are. I'll explain to you why this is. It's kind of a medical explanation, but I've studied up on it. But I want you to know this. The primary purpose for the VC, as far as Satan goes, is not to kill people, even though it will. The primary reason for what will be, I believe, in a year. I don't think they're ready for this yet. They're experimenting with it in Israel. Did you hear what's happening in Israel? My God. Anyway, maybe I'll get into that if I have time. The main reason is to cause people to take the mark. So it's not primarily designed to kill as far as Satan is concerned. Maybe as far as the founder of Microsoft is concerned, maybe. But it's to facilitate the mark of the beast, and we've studied it, you know all about it. Without it, you won't be able to buy or sell, and it will be an invisible infrared type of thing under the hand or on the forehead, in the forehead. It'll be invisible. It'll still be a mark, but you won't be able to see it, otherwise known as invisible. And Matthew Holland explained this to me beautifully. He said, the forehead and the hand, like why the forehead and the back of the hand? It's because these are the parts of the body that are almost always exposed. And so it occurred to me when I saw a city bus last weekend with some kind of sign on it that said CV19er advertising either a test or the VC. And I thought, this is it. The people who are taking this, they're now joining the beast. It's happening. It is happening. Now, you might say, Martin, they're not getting the mark. Maybe they'll get a card. Maybe they'll get a certificate or something. And yes, that's true. I think the actual mark is a year away. But there is a record of them having gotten the VC. There is a record. And when it comes time for the mark to be essential, to be necessary, to be able to buy or sell. All these people will need to do is present their card or their certificate. They will then receive the mark, and then you can throw the card and the certificate away because that is your permanent identification. So we're watching Scripture being fulfilled, I believe. We're watching Scripture being fulfilled with these cars lining up to get the VC. These people are bewitched. It's sheep to slaughter. I said that some will die, and that is true. Please, nobody within the sound of my voice, nobody submit to the VC. Why? Because it destroys your natural immune system. God gave us a beautiful immune system. He gave us these things called K cells, killer cells, that are non-specific cells. In other words, they don't care if it's a CV19er virus or any other variants. Did you know that the CV19er virus can mutate in 10 hours? It's working its way around. You would have to have 2 new VCs every day produced and marketed in order to keep up with this thing, but you can't. But the K cells don't care. These great cells given to you by God, they don't care. They go after anything that's foreign. They're like linebackers on a football team, right? The linemen on the defense, they have specific people they're supposed to block or they're supposed to go after. It's just, but the linebackers, they kind of rove. They kind of rove around. They're responsible for whatever it develops. That's what these K cells are. But what happens when the VC goes in is that it is a specific cell. And it looks only for CV19er. And it would be great to get that, but it's specific. It doesn't do anything else. It's a one-trick pony. And the bad thing about this is, since it is artificial, since it's man-made, it's stronger than the natural K cells. And so it will disable them. It will bully them out of the way and become the predominant defense, which means that your natural K cells, the ones that will pick up anything and destroy anything, they're now dormant. And now you have opened yourself up to every variant, every mutation of CV19er, and not only that, but any other killer virus that comes along. If you had just left it alone, your K cells would take care of it. Just leave it the hell alone. But no. People are convinced via the news, via the fear that has been widespread. They're convinced that they must do this. Everybody's doing it. It's the socially responsible thing to do. And so there will be a flatlining soon of, oh, well, look at that. The CV19er cases have dropped off, though. I guess the VC is doing a great job. No, because in a few months, we're going to see the result of people having destroyed or idled their natural K cells by these artificial cells, and they're going to open themselves up. Now, they have no more defense, and this thing is permanent. When this VC goes in you, it's permanent. You're not going to get rid of it. It's with you forever, and you're done. You're screwed. And because of that, people will die. And I think that comes under the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the famed fourth horseman of the apocalypse found in the unveiling, that is Revelation chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 7, and when it opens the fourth seal, I hear the voice of the fourth animal saying, come. And I perceived, and lo, a greenish horse. This is the fourth horse. First one being the white horse rider, which is the man of lawlessness. It's the false Christ. Then we have the red horse, which is war. Then we have the black horse, which is famine. And then the red horse is death. It's also famine. It's a bunch of things. Listen to this. I perceived, and lo, a greenish horse, and the name of him who was sitting on it is death. And the unseen followed him. And jurisdiction was given them over the fourth of the earth, to kill with the blade and with famine and with death. It's interesting that death is put separately. And with wild beasts of the earth. The wild beasts of the earth, speaking of lions, are going to be drastically and supernaturally changed so that they pursue humanity. This is going to be one of the supernatural events, the supernatural plagues that hits the earth. But the death here is, I believe, going to be a lot. Millions of people killed by a virus that would not have affected them, that would have been seamlessly and almost effortlessly killed by the wonderful, beautiful K cells that God gave you. But no, fear drove the population over the brink of reason, over the brink of sanity, over the brink of logic. And they did the worst thing possible. People who would never get it, or who would get it with no symptoms. That is CB19. These people, in order to, quote, protect themselves from a future infection, they're assuring that they will get a future infection. It's a nightmare. This sounds terrible to say, but I know that these people are lining up because of their ignorance, but this ignorance is fatal. They will die by their ignorance. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Satan kills people via ignorance, via keeping them in the dark about what the evangel is, and keeping them in the dark about what the diabolical plan is behind the VC. I saw an amazing sign today on 17th Street on my morning run. Now, there's a business, and before the election, they had I don't even want to say the guy's name. You know the guy who had the reality TV show, who kind of has like an orange face, and he was like the president for 4 years? Well, it was pro that guy. Before the November 6th event, that event came and went. We know what happened. And they took their sign down, but now they have a sign back up. And you know what it says? It says, thank you, Mr. President. No, thank you, President Orange Guy, for the vaccine. I don't think the orange guy is finished. And this sign told me that in the minds of many, he is the champion of the VC. He's the guy who brought it in. He's bragged. He's bragged about it. And he's in complete ignorance about it. Trying to do the right thing, but that's the whole essence of the White Horse Rider, appearing to do the right thing, even possibly trying to do the right thing, but bringing in all the events in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. The shocking thing is, as I said, you remember yesterday I told you that people, we in the body of Christ, and by the way, we're protected, we're safe. You don't have to worry about a thing, even if you get the VC. Oh, except death. You do have to worry about death, but other than that, no. I told you yesterday that we are even now, in a way, being snatched away because we are leaving the earth in our minds. Our hopes and dreams are no longer here. So it's a prelude. It's a sneak preview. It's a trailer. Likewise, there are people already joining the beast system. The beast system is here. It is a worldwide VC. You can't buy or sell without having received it, without the mark. But it's going to be cleaned up. It's going to be perfected. The people who are lining up for it now are just amazingly ignorant. This hasn't been tested. It hasn't been proven. It's a vast experiment. They're experimenting on the human race. And for some reason, Israel is now the progenitor of all this. Israel's like the test group where, for some reason, the president of Israel, I know his name, I'm just not going to say it, is strong-arming everybody to get it, and they have to have a card now, and they're being separated from the rest of society, or should I say the rest of society is being separated from these people. It's coming, it's here now, but it's coming more and more that if you do not accept this thing, then you are an outcast. You are a person who doesn't care about the welfare of the world. You're a weirdo. You're a kook. And you're marginalized. I mean, you are on the margins of society. What could be more the margin of society if you can't buy or sell? And so people are even now joining the beast. Can you believe it? We're watching it happen. And they're marking themselves. When I see these people with their face diapers, I'm going, God, they're joining the beast. They're done. They're gone. If they don't die via the Green Horse Rider, then they will die later. We see a fourth of humanity being killed by the Green Horse Rider, the plague, death, and a third of humanity is killed in the temple section of the book of Revelation when the supernatural horsemen, the 200 million cavalry, are released from the submerged chaos to kill. So we have a fourth being killed here by something that humanity is doing inspired by Satan, and the whole world is bewitched concerning, and we have another mass killing spree, but not because of the CV-19er or the VC, but because they're members of the Christian religion and they're members of Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. As I've said, the 200 million supernatural cavalry will kill the acolytes of the four great religions of the earth. Lots of people gonna die. It doesn't delight me to tell you this, but we see them. We see who they are. They're marking themselves. They're identifying themselves, and they're damn proud of it. Unbelievable. But you and I are safe. We are protected. We're in the body of Christ. We don't belong to this world. We march to the beat of a different drummer. This evil can't touch us, even if you get it. Like I said, if somebody like would force the mark of the beast on me, I'd say, give me two. It's not going to touch us. We're protected. You can't get out of the body of Christ. I don't recommend getting it, but I'm giving you confidence in Christ. You should already have it. That nothing can separate us from the love of God or from membership in the body of His Son. And in the meantime, as we watch this thing happening, His Son, Jesus Christ, is perched, ready to claim His body. And folks, it could happen any day.